Welcome to the Inspiring Life Podcast. I'm your host, Frances Fitikovic, and I'm on a mission to help the dreamers of the world take action and achieve their goals without having to sacrifice your family life or your sanity. I genuinely believe that great things come from simplicity, intentional living, and focusing on your true priorities in life, all while managing your mindset really well. In a nutshell, we all have one precious life to live, my friend. So let's spend our days in a way that fills us with a sense of fulfillment and joy rather than overwhelm, stress, and regret. And if this sounds like something that you want, you are definitely in the right place. Allow me to guide you down a path that leads to an intentional mindset, intentional time management, intentional goal setting and action taking, plus intentional parenting. This podcast, in conjunction with my courses, will show you a clear way, a clear path to make success in your life inevitable. And with that being said, let's dive on in. Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Inspiring Life Podcast. This episode, we're going to be chatting about avoiding decisions. And this episode is sponsored by my book, When Your Worst Enemy Is You, How to Finally Get Out of Your Own Way. And you can find that book over at Amazon or over on my website, inspiringmomlife.com. And I'm pretty sure you will find it under the courses tab. So let's talk about avoiding decisions. You are definitely your own worst enemy when you're avoiding making decisions as opposed to just deciding. I'm going to share with you the chapter from this book. And it starts like this, like on the surface, making a decision seems pretty simple, doesn't it? Like you do some research, you narrow down your options, you make a logical guess about which is the right choice for you to make, and you just decide, like presto, all done, you make your decision. In practice, however, so many people trip up over all three steps in this equation. They find it really hard to do their research, they struggle to narrow down their options, and oh my gosh, like just getting them to commit to one decision is like getting blood from a stone. So if you've ever felt confused about making a decision, this is a real psychological state. It's called decision paralysis, or some people refer to it as analysis paralysis. It is when you are overthinking all the time, overanalyzing a situation to the point where your thoughts just feel paralyzed and you don't end up making a decision at all. Have you ever felt this way before? I'm sure you have. You've put off making a decision because you just couldn't decide, or maybe you've overcomplicated the process, you know, the process of making a decision, rather than just simply keeping it simple. And if so, I'm going to challenge you on this. Okay, what if, drumroll, okay, I want a drumroll here, making a decision can actually be easy. And what if you couldn't get it wrong? So if you're someone who constantly puts off decisions and thinks, my gosh, like it's not such a big deal, I'm going to decide tomorrow, one day, someday in the far distant future, I want you to know that indecision is one of the biggest reasons why so many people remain stuck in their life. Let me repeat that for you. One of the reasons why so many people remain stuck in life is because they simply do not decide. And you might be thinking, well, I'm being really smart here by being overly cautious. I'm taking my time. It's going to lead to a better result. But in actual fact, this constant indecision is going to lead you to nowhere fast, because zero decision making, not making a decision, not committing to one, will never move you forward in life. Okay, you can't move forward if you do not make a decision. So why do we avoid making decisions? Okay, most of us stall when it comes to making decisions because we believe there's only one right decision to be made. And if we make the wrong choice, it's going to somehow negatively impact our life forever. So this is a good time for me to point out the fact that it's just a big fat lie. For starters, no one decision is 100% right. It is possible that there are lots of right choices that could be made, that could be a good decision, a good option for you. So let's just say, and then we might consider the example of purchasing a new phone. We might act like this one decision is super important and somehow it's going to dramatically influence the course of our life. Like, you know, I've got to choose a right phone. And even if we don't actually think this, we sometimes act this way, which is why we delay making the decision. But what if it's possible that there are going to always be like a dozen possible phone choices on the market that are good options for you? And what if it's possible that each phone is going to adequately help you make those calls, take those photos, carry out all those basic online tasks that you're hoping to do? What if there's no wrong phone choice that you could decide to purchase? What if you couldn't get this wrong? And let's just say when it comes to holidays, it's also possible that you will have the most amazing holiday, the most amazing time, no matter where you choose to go. And you want to know how I know this is true? It's because you always have a great time on holidays. Okay, for the most part, we do. And it really doesn't matter what decision you make, as long as you are choosing something and deciding it is the right choice for you. You need to think it's the right choice for you. But we don't always see things this way. We think sometimes that there's only one perfect answer, one perfect option, one perfect choice, and that all those other options are somehow wrong. And because we can't work out what the perfect answer is, we don't choose anything. We stay stuck. We forget that we can change our mind if we aren't happy. Like if you were to make a choice and it wasn't right, you can change your mind. Like we think, this is it. I need to get this decision 100% right or else what? I'm not entirely sure. Like, do we think that our whole life is going to fall apart? Like we think that the wrong decision is going to take us down the wrong path, as if we don't have the option or power to turned back around again. Now, of course, there is a difference between making small and big decisions. And obviously, you know, making a decision about what shampoo you should choose the next time you do your grocery shopping is a little bit different from deciding what school to send your kids to. But in both instances, like, people are stalling because they're scared of making the wrong choice, as if there is a wrong choice to be made. And this is where I come back to remind you, it really doesn't matter what decision you make, as long as you decide it is the right one for you. Like, just decide, this is the right choice for me. So here's an alternative option that you have at your disposal. You can just decide. Like, the secret to effective decision making is really quite simple. You make a choice, you commit to your decision, and decide that this is the option that is right for you. Like, you decide, you choose, this is right for me. And this means no second guessing after the decision has been made, no going back and wondering, you know, well, you know, should I really pick something else? Instead, you just decide to trust. This is the most important word, trust you are making the right choice. Now, once upon a time, I used to about freaking everything. And it would take me forever to do my Christmas shopping for my family because I just wanted to get the perfect gift. And I used to get stuck with writing because I wanted to write those perfect words. Like, I think you've all probably heard my story. It took me 10 long years to write my first book. And you already know now what I think about perfection. It doesn't exist. And I quickly worked out that what I thought was going to be the perfect gift or the perfect words or the perfect holiday destination or perfect outfit I could wear or the perfect essay, what I thought was perfect, it was going to change from day to day. And my ideas didn't always match other people's ideas. So I was like chasing this thing that was forever elusive because perfection does not exist. And the thing that's going to drive you totally crazy if you think that perfection does exist, like if you want to hold on to this idea that it does, is that what you think is perfect today might change day to day. So over the years, I've learned to trust my gut and embrace what feels good enough and right for me right now. So it just needs to feel good enough and it just needs to feel right in this moment. Now, I no longer waste my time anytime questioning my decisions. I just ask myself, like, what feels right for me in this moment? And I listen, I truly listen to what both my heart and head are saying. And I promise you, like, when you ask yourself this question, one answer is usually going to be a little bit louder than the other. And if the answer isn't immediately clear to you, like, you might be thinking, my gosh, like, well, my brain's not offering me anything. That's okay. Like, it's honestly okay. But you need to give your brain a deadline to make a decision. So rather than delaying the decision forever, you just tell yourself, okay, I'm going to give myself 2 days to decide. I'm going to think about it. And at the end of those 2 days, I'm going to come up with my definitive decision. And people always assume that making decisions is actually hard, but in actual fact, it's pretty simple. Like, you could flip a coin right now just to decide, or you can pick your answer randomly out of a hat. And the real truth is, it's not the decision, making a decision that's hard. It's all your second guessing about your choices that you make afterwards. That's the bit that's hard. It's the words that you tell yourself before and afterwards that cause you so much grief. Like, I don't know, did I make a mistake? I'm so confused. Is this going to be bad if I choose the wrong thing? Or maybe you're thinking to yourself, like, a wrong decision is going to negatively impact the rest of my life. And I want you to stop and remind you, like, these are just words you're telling yourself, words that are causing you so much stress. And it's not the decision-making process itself, okay? It's the words you're telling yourself about the decision-making process. And let's be honest, like, when it comes to making a decision, you're smart enough to immediately eliminate all the really bad choices from your list. And often we get stuck when the choices are quite comparable. It's hard to tell which is better. But remember, there's no real better here. They're all good picks. And in this instant, I swear, like, you could do an eeny, meeny, miny, moe counting rhyme and be happy with whatever option it lands on because you've chosen the best options. You've weeded out the bad ones. They're all good options. And here's another thing, like, staying stuck in indecision is a decision itself to not decide. It's actually easier to pick a goal and honor that commitment because then you can begin to move forward. And if something doesn't work out, you can pivot or try something else. It's all just a learning experience. But when you decide not to commit to a goal, when you decide not to make a choice, this is when you stay stuck, suspended in limbo land. Even worse, like, living in a state of indecision is a choice that you are making. Like, you're causing that grief yourself. And logically, it sounds so crazy. Like, you don't want to be committed to staying stuck. Like, indecision isn't going to move you forward. It's not going to allow you to grow. It's going to keep you stuck and it's going to do nothing positive for you at all. And when you say, well, I don't know what I want, that's also a decision to not decide. You just need to decide what you want. But this statement, I don't know, it's not helpful. Okay, pick something, pick anything. And even if you're like convinced that you don't know, like, you are a smart person. Pick anything out of all the options that you have in front of you. What do you feel most called to do? Now, news alert, I don't know is not going to be the right answer. You need to pick something and just go off and kick some ass. Like, just decide and learn to do it quickly. Set yourself a timer. Give yourself a minute, make a decision, move on. And this strategy is always, always, always going to be preferable to living in a state of I don't know. And the reason you need to get good at making decisions, quick at making decisions, is because life is just a long series of decisions and forks in the road. And if you get stuck on the first square, it's almost like playing a board game and never moving to the next square. And you want to keep on growing and moving in life. So ask yourself right now, what is my next right move? I love this question. And after that, what is your next right move again? Keep on asking yourself that question. And in case you're wondering, like, how do I define this term right? Well, it's just by the way that it makes me feel. Like, it has to feel right. Like, just trust that you're making the right choice. Trust that you have faith in your ability to make decisions. Trust that it's going to be okay, even if you change your mind later on. Trust that you're going to land on your feet. Trust that the options will always, other options are always going to look appealing to you. Okay, that's totally normal. It's okay. And that doesn't mean that you don't follow through on your decisions. You still make a decision and move on. And it's not always going to be easy. It doesn't mean it's going to involve work or any stress or challenges. Like, go all in anyway, because it's going to be commitment that gets you the results. You need to be committed to making a decision before you can get those results. And when it comes to making decisions about goals and dreaming big, you owe it to yourself to commit to a goal that matters and make it your priority in life. It's the only way you're ever going to achieve your dreams. You decide what you want to do and you make a commitment to that goal. And if you need to practice with making decisions, that's okay. Start by making lots of little decisions. You probably aren't even aware of just how good you already are at making decisions every day. Like, you are most likely a decision-making genius. Every day you decide what you want to wear, what you want to eat, how you want to spend your time. Okay, have more trust in yourself, at least in your good judgment. You don't have to listen to everyone else's opinion. Not everyone else is going to agree with what you choose, but do what feels right and best for you. And if you feel like you've got way too many options, just get your list down to the top three. Even if you have 17 or 57, I want you to be ruthlessly quick at deciding your top three options. And this is going to automatically take away so much of your overwhelm when your like option list is a lot shorter. And after that, you can maybe write a pro-cons list and only discuss it with one or two people who are excellent sounding boards. If you feel like you need extra advice, okay, you want to have someone, speak to someone who has authority on the subject, not some random person who has no expertise. Think it through, decide what is good enough for now. Get that help if you need it. Good enough will be good enough, I promise. And once you've made that choice, commit to it, trust in your good judgment, and then move on to the next part of your journey. Now, there's no need to dwell on it anymore. There's no need to overthink anything. There's no need to look back. No need to second guess if you've made the right choice, because it was the right choice because you made it. It is that simple. Okay, my friends, so that's me just sharing a little bit from my book, When Your Worst Enemy Is You. Inside this chapter, I go on to talk about the thoughts you need to ditch whenever you're avoiding decisions in your life and the thoughts that you need to be embracing instead. So it's almost like you can use that list to reference if this is where you get stuck. Make sure to check out my book, When Your Worst Enemy Is You, How to Finally Get Out of Your Own Way. You can find it over at Amazon or over on my website, inspiringmomlife.com, underneath the courses tab. I love sharing this with you and I do hope that it has been helpful. Take care, and I will catch you on the next episode, my friend. Thank you so much for listening to the Inspiring Life podcast. I really appreciate you allowing me to be a part of your life. If you'd like to stay in touch, please know that you can always find me on Instagram at inspiringmomlifexo, or you can visit my website, inspiringmomlife.com, where you will find all my online courses that I have created to help you seriously uplevel your life in the simplest way possible. Now, just keep in mind that this podcast is not just about dreaming, it's also about doing, because to create true sustainable change, you need to be willing to do things differently, and that's what I'm here to support you to do every single step along the way, my friend. Finally, if this podcast resonates with you at all and you appreciate the content, I'd absolutely love for you to show your support by leaving me a review. My one and only goal here is to help you wake up to the preciousness of life and to help you live your days with more intention and purpose. Now, if you have not yet grabbed your free bundle of gifts from me, you can do so over at inspiringmomlife.com/thank you. Once again, thank you so much. I've absolutely loved spending this time with you and I look forward to connecting with you again. I'm Frances Vidakovic and you've been listening to the Inspiring Life podcast.